Hello, my name is Roger Watson and I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing. Here at the Journal, we offer you the opportunity to make podcasts to accompany your papers. Not many people have done this so far and we'd really like to encourage it. However, I've been pondering myself for some time about how to make a podcast. There's lots of information available on the internet. Some of this seems quite confusing and there are various ways it appears that you can do it in various packages and various bits of software available. But I think I've found an easy way to do it, and I'd like to share that with you here. Most computers have got a built-in sound recording device, but I think it's best to download a package called Audacity for free from the internet, and along with it a package called Lame, which downloads into the Audacity software. And this is a very good recording piece of software. It appears on your desktop with very easy buttons and a pause button, which is very important when you're making a podcast. And it's very easy to make a recording, and then you can stop the recording and you can save it or you can export it, which you have to do to make a podcast, as an MP3 file. It's very important to export as an MP3 file and to save it somewhere within your system, because MP3 files are what you need to make a podcast. That's a very easy process. The next process, which is where it becomes more complicated if you look on the internet, is to try and upload that MP3 file onto the internet. Again, there are many ways to do this. Some people use iTunes, some people use other packages, and of course, you may already know how to do this. However, I did find this very confusing and rather complicated, and what I eventually did was came across an online podcasting facility called Podbean. I'm quite sure that other sites and other facilities are available, but I find Podbean very easy to use and very inexpensive. In fact, you can use Podbean for nothing, for free, but if you pay $30 a year, you can put your own profile and your own photograph up there and customize it slightly yourself. Once you've saved your MP3 file on your computer and you know where it is, within the Podbean webpage, there's the facility to publish. It says publish a new episode, and you click on publish, and under publish, there's the facility to upload your MP3. Then you can label it, put some information there about it, and then simply publish it from there, pressing the appropriate button. And then after that, this allows you either to share it on Twitter, or it creates a URL which you can embed in other podcasting facilities, or you can simply find it on your own Podbean webpage and share that link with other people. So it's a very simple process, and I would strongly encourage you to try it. Once you've done that, you can then share the URL of your podcast with us, and we can put it up on the Journal of Advanced Nursing website, and that way you can advertise your paper, you can make some key points there, and we can then advertise the paper for you, and this should increase its reading, its hits, and its altmetrics. Thanks very much for listening to this. I hope you found it useful, and I'd be very grateful for any feedback on this. You can feedback to us at the Journal of Advanced Nursing office on our email, which is jan@wiley.com. Once again, thank you very much for listening.